I think you're 100% right, something like that.
And someone asks you, could you really do that? You say, I
think I can.
And someone intensely disliked to go somewhere. You say, he what hated that place, see?
Sure hated that place.
Did you ever say he plumb hated it or kindly hated it or? And you say, it wasn't just a little cold this morning, it was
real cold.
And for something like some cooking or something is good, you want to say more than just it's good. You say, this is
delicious.
And you say, if a man were pattering and he hit his thumb, what explanation might he have?
He probably cussed.
What would you probably say?
Damn, something like that.
What would you say if you'd done something that's kind of stupid and you were disgusted with yourself? What explanation?
It took a dumbass to do that.
Okay. And if someone told you something that surprised you, you know, what explanations would you have if you were surprised or excited about something?
Golly.
And someone said something sort of shocking and you kind of resented them saying it. You might say, why the berry? What are you saying that? The berry?
Very thing you saying that.
Huh?
The very thing of you saying that.
Okay, or the very odd.
Very idea.
And if someone says good morning, what might you ask them about their health and say?
How are you today?
What about when you're introduced to a stranger? What might you say?
I'm glad to meet you.
Anything you'd ask them? Like, would you ever say, how are you?
Yeah, how are you?
And if someone was leaving your house after a visit, you'd say, well, I hope y'all come back.
See us again.
And someone had done you a favor, you'd say, thank you, I'm much.
Much obliged.
And how would you greet someone around December 25th?
Merry Christmas.
Anything else you'd say?
Happy New Year.
Did you ever hear Christmas gift?
No.
Did you ever hear people say that?
Uh-uh.
And you say, I have to go downtown to do some
shopping.
And if you bought something, you say, the storekeeper took out a piece of paper and he
wrapped it.
And when I got home, I
unwrapped it.
And if you had to sell something for $2 that you paid $3 for, you'd be selling it
at a loss.
And if you like something but don't have enough money, you say, I like it, but it
costs too much.
And on the first of the month, your bill is
due.
And if you belong to a club, you have to pay your
dues.
And if you don't have any money, you go to the bank and try to
borrow some.
And you say, back in the 30s, money was
tight.
Or, what's another word for that?
Scarce.
And some places, if you buy something or pay your bill, some storekeeper can give you a little present or a little extra, and they'll call that
a gift.
What about lanyap? Did you ever hear that?
Yeah, we've got a column running in our paper, lanyap.
What does lanyap mean?
I don't even know.
What's the column about?
It's written by the editor. Lanyap, and he writes on different things.
Is there a miscellaneous?
Yeah, miscellaneous.
Say if I ask you, when are y'all going to Shreveport, you might say, well, right now we're what to go next week. We're
planning to go next week.
Anything else you say besides planning to go?
Thinking about going.
What about aiming to go?
No.
Fixing?
Fixing.
What does fixing mean?